Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talk to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. As you heard, we got Fred Rogan, host of Rogan and Rodney on AM 570 in L.A. He is a good friend of Rob's and mine. We're both on the show quite a bit. Rob's doing a lot more than me, but we're both on the show frequently. And he will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk L.A. Lakers and L.A. Clippers. That'll be fun. Rob, we are going to talk about Kyrie Irving, and you've brought up the Brooklyn Nets a few times tonight. They're rolling. They're up 2-0 over Boston. One game, one going away, pulled away late. Game two was a blowout the entire way. And listen to these numbers for the three stars, the balance here. 29 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists a game for Kevin Durant. 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3.5 dimes for Kyrie. And 20.5 points, 7 rebounds, 7.5 assists a game for James Harden. And that's not to mention Joe Harris giving them 17.5 points a night. So they are accepting their roles. They're all fitting in pretty well.
Yesterday, they are as advertised.
Yeah, they are so far. It's early, but they look good. Obviously, them and Milwaukee in the second round, both teams
right.
up 2-0.
It'll be a different series.
That's going to be that's going to be a much more of a test for them. But so far, so good for Brooklyn. And they are going to Boston now for the next two games of the series. They could end it there. They probably will. Jason Tatum's banged up. Jaylen Brown is out for the Celtics. But this will be the It won't be the first game back for Kyrie Irving. It'll be his third game back in Boston since he left there. But it'll be his first game with fans, Rob. The first two games, no fans were allowed because of COVID.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. Yeah. So he got away, basically, without having to deal with that.
And so he talked about it last night after the game, and here's what he said.
I mean, it's not my first time being an opponent in Boston. You know, I'm just looking forward to competing with my teammates, and, you know, hopefully we can just keep it strictly basketball. You know, there's no belligerence or any racism going on, subtle racism and people yelling from the crowd. But even if it is, it's part of the nature of the game, and we're just going to focus on what we can control.
Is it something you've experienced in Boston before? Oh.
Okay. I'm not the only one that could attest to this, but it's just, you know, it is what it is.
He's laughing, Chris, but we know. I mean, you've talked to players. I remember the quote from CC Sabathia, who played in the big leagues for a long time, Chris, and said there's only one place he's ever been called the N-word at the ballpark, Boston.
Yep.
That's a guy who played
Adam Jones 18, said it too.
18 years in the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So yeah. I hope we don't have any incidents because it could get ugly because the Celtics, Chris, aren't going to be able to win and compete. You know what I mean? They're banged up. This team is much better. So that brings out some bad stuff. If it's a 30-point blowout or whatever, you know, people have some sauce in them and they start acting a fool, right? We know that.
Right.
So it could be ugly.
I was surprised that Kyrie said this because, as you said, I mean, we all know Boston's reputation. You brought up CC Sabathia, Adam Jones, you know, back in 2017, said he had been called the N-word at Fenway Park.
And don't forget, Bill Russell played with the Celtics. You want to go read his story and what he went through in Boston?
He was a star for the city. Love for the team and the organization. Not for the city, the way he was treated. And obviously that was a while ago. But still, it does still happen. And I was surprised, though, that he brought it up because it seemed to come out of nowhere. You know, like it wasn't – there's not an incident within the last month or the last year that's fresh in our minds in Boston. And so, I don't know, did George Floyd, the anniversary of his death, one-year anniversary – you know, did that spark it? I'm not sure. I'm glad he did it.
That's a good point, though. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he brought up – we know Kyrie is a conscientious type guy. But I think, Rob, that he did it to get out in front of it. Because Kyrie knows he's not like there.
Yep.
He knows
– because he didn't want to be there.
That was the low point of his career.
Yep.
I mean, when he played there, you know, he had issues – and the team didn't do as well with him as they did without him. And so the fans there are looking at that. Then they're looking at you left us, and you see him thriving elsewhere. Yep. Then they say, and the guy we got for you is banged up, Kemba Walker, and he's not close to what you are. And so now you have a team that a few years ago was looking like they could compete for championships for several years. And now they're about to go out in the first round, and everybody knows it. So he knows that the fans will be upset. As you said, maybe some will be drinking, or some will definitely be drinking. And so I think – and look, who knows, right? Maybe he's heard when he played in Boston. I doubt he heard the N-word. I doubt it. I don't know for sure.
Right.
But he may have heard racially charged language, even if it's not the N-word, directed at opponents. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think this is smart of Kyrie. He's getting out in front of it, and now the media are going to be watching for it. The officials are going to be watching for it. The people that work for the Celtics are going to be watching for it. And any fan that was thinking of maybe doing something like that, they're going to have to think twice. And really, if they're smart, they just won't even do it. So I think this was maybe even a strategic move by Kyrie, and I think it was smart.
You know what? I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. Get up in front. Tell people you don't want to hear that, basically, right, without being, like, inciting it, Chris. But saying, you know, you're not – hopefully, he's just – hopefully we could keep this civil and we don't have any issues. And, you know, I think he said it in a good way. And then even he could have poured it on a little bit more about Boston. He didn't do that. Right? He said, I'm not the only one who could attest to it.
Right.
I thought that was diplomatic. So the way he handled it, Chris, I'm with you. Let's not get ugly. Let's not make this ugly, especially for what possibly is going to happen up there, which is
because
the Nets are probably going to clinch it in Boston.
Right, right. They should clinch it there. They right. should clinch it, and they should clinch it in like the first 15 minutes of game four. You know what I'm saying? So it'll like the end of the last two-thirds of the game is just going to be, you know, ridiculous. But I think that one thing he's done, Rob, is he's going to get it worse. Like, he was going to get it bad anyway. He's going to get it worse. I don't think it'll they're smart. They won't make
it racial.
They can
give it to him as long as it's not racial, right. Chris. Am I right? I mean,
No,
I don't
totally
have an
agree.
Issue.
And that's
if they
want to
boo him, right.
Right. I think it's going to be worse now than it would have been bad anyway. But now it's going to be worse, hopefully, again, without the racism. Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be worse, the booing, whatever they decide to do. Signs, all of that will be worse because he's brought that up. And, you know, a lot of fans there, and heck, like he said, it's their history. It's their reputation. It's their image. Be mad at the fans who've done that in the past. Don't be mad at Kyrie for calling it out. Be mad at the people that have done that sort of thing and made it about race. But some people, Rob, you know they're going to take it like, oh, he was calling us out. He got us looking bad in front of the whole country. Now, you know what I mean? So they're going to go at him hard. And I think another thing, Rob, with Kyrie, see, I think also a lot of times people can get away. Because what was the phrase he used? Subtle racism. People can get away with subtle racism sometimes under the guise of his competition. Oh, we were just heckling. I'm not saying they can get away with the N-word, but, you know, they might be able to get away with some type of race-based criticism or racially charged, stuff that they're saying. And you remember always heckling. It's trash talking. We're just competing. You know what I'm saying? And he got out in front of all that.
I remember the Patrick Ewing stuff, Chris, when he was at Georgetown. You remember that?
Oh, gosh. That was right.
The signs and holding up signs. You know, you throwing banana peels at him. I mean, just horrible. Hey, Patrick, you can't read this sign. I mean, the stuff was awful, Chris. Was awful.
Right.
That stuff should have never been allowed in arenas. Those people should have been ejected. I just wonder. If you're a fan out there, have you been to a game? I know it's been a little bit of a while, but how bad is it, Chris, in the crowd? How bad is it?
Well, some of the Rob, you know, I mean, we both covered the NBA for many years. Detroit was terrible. Not racially. No. You know, I mean, I don't remember ever hearing anything racially. But they would have people sitting right behind the visitor's bench.
And yelling the entire game.
And sometimes it's funny. You know, sometimes it's funny. But they would go at the players, and sometimes the players would even laugh. Indiana has been known for that, and they've been known for racial stuff too. Like
you
Jeff Van Gundy, I remember talked about that. Like again, it's not necessarily just the N-word, you know, but it's still racially charged stuff.
Right.
And you know, so it's some places out there that are known for it. But look. I don't think any players or anybody affiliated with the NBA minds fans going at the players. In fact, you like it. Like, that's one of the things that's made this Atlanta Knicks series so compelling.
Right. Trae Young is embracing it, but it's not racial. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're getting on him, and that's in play. If you want to heckle Kyrie for not sticking around Boston or whatever, that's fair game. I don't think that's what Kyrie was talking about. I think he understands that as a player, Chris, on the road, it comes with the territory, right?
Right.
It just does.
Right. It'd be interesting to see if he's out there with the sage in the start of the game. You know?
What's wrong with a little sage, you know? Hey, sage.
All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Have you been to arenas or any sport? Arenas, coliseums, stadiums.
Right, stadiums, right.
Any of the three major sports and heard racially charged or flat out racial epithets hurled at players, hurled at superstar players, you know, hurled at any of the African-American or people of color that are playing in the game. We want to hear your stories. Obviously, keep it clean, but we do want to hear from you.
Don't use any language. We don't want to hear that, okay?
It won't get on the air anyway. It's gonna get cut off anyway. So, but tell us about your stories and what you think of Kyrie's comments. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number.
877-996-6369. We got Fred Rogan coming up at the bottom of the hour. And look, there's no such thing, folks, as a good excuse for not buckling up. Law enforcement is writing major league tickets for those that don't. So do the smart thing and do. Start buckling up every trip, every day, every night. Rob, click it or tick it.
That's right. Go get clicked or ticked.
This is promoted by NHTSA. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Let's hear from the listeners, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Terrence in Baltimore. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, T?
Hey, Rob and Chris, how you guys doing, man? Love the show. First time caller.
Thank you. Appreciate you're able to get through.
Don't
my
make
man.
It the last.
Yeah, it definitely won't be. I listen to it every night when I'm out here at DoorDash, and so yeah, you guys are definitely my favorite.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I was calling in to share my experience about being a black hockey player from Baltimore.
I'm
about 30 years old. I grew up in the inner city. I definitely experienced a lot of racism in hockey, whether it be from my own teammates, as I got older and played at an elite level. So, Chris, this is the equivalent to, like, AAU basketball.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Up and down the East Coast, Midwest, the South, especially, like, you know, Southeast and Virginia, things of that nature. So, you know, you
is
got
this
fans
from just the fans or also players, coaches,
said teammates,
the whole thing?
Yeah. Actually, I had to fight one of my teammates one time in a locker room. I was probably like 11 or 12, and him and I got into fisticuffs in the locker room because he said something he wasn't supposed to. I played in the junior league. It's kind of like a PG year for hockey players. It's in a North American Hockey League. You guys should look it up. It's a really good league. I played in Amarillo, Texas, and we were playing at Wichita Falls, and I took a penalty, and like the people in the crowd were like calling me the word N-word? That should not be mentioned anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
go ahead.
So
yeah,
it's not just subtle racially charged. It's straight up overt
but Chris, you,
racism.
You know Popeye Jones' son was drafted in the first round of the NFL in Dallas,
yes,
right?
I remember.
Coming
yeah,
from
yeah,
Dallas.
I actually played hockey with his older brother, Justin, when I was younger.
I always thought
black
that was unbelievable.
Players, did you guys discuss it among yourselves and, you know, rally together, anything like that, or you just kind of on your own dealing with it?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I talk to a lot of black hockey players now, most coach and some that played overseas and, you know, some in the minor leagues. It doesn't really happen when there's multiple brothers on the team. I didn't play with my first black person until I was probably 14 years old when I moved out to Denver.
Okay.
And I never experienced then because I got strength in numbers. But, yeah, it only happens, at least in my experience, in an isolated event where you're kind of by yourself or you're the only minority on the team. So,
hey, interesting. Terrence, thank you so much for that insight and your story, my
yeah,
man. We
thanks
appreciate
for your
you.
Sharing your
Seriously.
Story, man.
No doubt. Thank you.
I can imagine Robin hockey. Not to
oh,
I
yeah.
hate to generalize like that, but you know what I mean? It's just not
but
they, very
but
many
they've
blacks
had it happen in the NHL with some black
historic.
Players, Chris. You know that. Yeah, they've had issues
I'm sure
there.
It happens a lot. Yep.
No doubt. Tori in Columbus, Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tori?
Hey, how y'all doing, Robin and Chris, man? Love y'all. Show y'all the best, man.
Man,
thank you, brother.
You so
we
much.
Appreciate that.
My story comes a little bit closer to home. I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I played for Carver High School. back in 1991, 92, freshman, junior, and senior year. And we were down there in Smith Station playing a game, and it was an afternoon game, but it done into the nighttime. And right. We were whooping. I mean, we were balling. We, like, beat them, like, 34 to 14. And those people, they weren't having it. They say, y'all Eagles better get out here before the sun go down. Going rocks, shooting guns,
you
know,
high
everything.
School, you were playing high school basketball, and the parents and kids were talking
football,
like that?
Football.
Yeah, you said 34-14, football.
Yeah, it was football. I was like, oh, my goodness. And we had to, like, actually, like, leave town that quickly, like, equipment and everything.
Was
our coach
team
was Coach
all
Davis,
black?
One of the greatest. Yes.
Was your team?
Yes.
Now, were your coaches black, too?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Terrible.
Yes, sir. And we had a freshman, Jasper Sinks. He ran for, like, 200-some yards on him. And I guess, you know, they ain't feel the vibe, but he was a good player. He went to the University of Georgia, got into a little bit of trouble, but he's still doing a big thing now.
There you go. Thanks for that, Tori. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your story.
Yeah. Brent, in Bakersfield, California, where I've been. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Brent?
How's it going, Rob?
Doing
Love
good.
What's up, man?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I was just calling about, you know, I went to a Celtics game when Kyrie was on the Celtics, you know, a few years ago. And,
in Boston?
It was in L.A. against the Lakers. And I was sitting around a bunch of Celtics fans talking about, you know, how the game was going and stuff. And towards the end of the game, Celtics were down by a couple points. And Kyrie didn't end up playing in that game. So it was Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, and all that. And they were calling him, you know, a little bit of racial slurs or whatever. And I was, you know, very upset about it. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on why do NBA fans think it's okay to call, you know, African-American players racial slurs during the games? And why do they think that, you know, it's fine to say that stuff in an open setting?
It's mind-boggling to me. I'm with you. I'm with you, like, for people to go in public, I know people, Chris, in their own homes, in their basements or whatever,
right.
And the stuff that we know is probably being said right in their own right. home. But some people take it outside, and they're very proud of it. And I think at one point, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years in this country, people felt empowered to do so. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I completely agree. And I think that is disrespectful. I think that is terrible. And, you know, it shouldn't happen, and especially in today's society where, you know, like so many people nowadays are just caught up in all the political stuff. And it is just it's disgusting to me, you know.
No doubt. Thanks for that call.
Thanks for the call.
Now,
Rob, I think, Rob, to answer his question, it's one answer for it. It's straight up racism.
Right.
That's all there is to it. And a lot of times. Just because, like, a lot of racist whites, they still – we were talking about this on Undisputed Today with Shannon and Skip. And Shannon brought up – remember the movie Do the Right Thing with Spike Lee?
Mm-hmm.
And how the guy – remember the Italian family that owned the pizza restaurant?
In the black neighborhood,
Right. And Spike Lee was having a discussion. He worked there, and he was having a discussion with one of the sons, the owner's sons. And he was like, look, every – one of your favorite comedians, Eddie Murphy, your favorite ball players, Michael Jordan, your favorite singers, Prince, like every one of your favorite this or that is black, but yet all I hear is you talking about black people negatively. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so a lot of times that's what African Americans are talking about. We know you idolize these great athletes and entertainers, but what about the black guy that can't run the 4.440? Or can't dunk a basketball. You know what I'm saying? Right. You got to treat – we all want respect as human beings, not just because we can do these great exploits. Because of some blacks can do these great exploits athletically. And even them, Rob, when they're done playing or when they're out and people don't recognize them, or even if they do recognize them, they're just not on the court doing their thing at that moment, they face the racism.
Yep. Chris, I think I told you this before in college, having white roommates, and one guy said to me, I wasn't that close with him, maybe he lived across the hall or whatever, but he was like, you know, you're not like the other black guys. Like, he was trying to justify why he got along with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, So he had to like say I was an anomaly, that I was different. And I said, no, I'm not different. I said, I'm just like that black guy right there that you don't know. I'm just like him. You just don't know him. And so what are you trying to do is make me like I'm something different, so that, because I don't fit your stereotypes or the things that you thought before you actually lived with a black person or had a personal relationship. Do you know what I mean with a black person?
I know exactly what you mean.
And I was like, I'm not different.
Rob G's got some information.
Yeah, quickly. I know you guys are focusing on the racial aspect of the fans' treatment of the players, but you can all agree that, you know, fans feel like once they pay their ticket, they're emboldened to do and say whatever they want. And we saw that happen just tonight, actually, at the Sixers-Wizards game. Russell Westbrook was exiting the court and walking to the tunnel, and a fan poured popcorn on him as he left the court.
That's unnecessary.
So what happened? Did he respond?
Russ got really upset, and the security kind of broke it up. But that just goes to what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That when fans, you know, when they pay their money, they feel like they can treat these athletes however it is that they want.
But you know why Russell was really upset, though? The guy didn't have extra butter on that popcorn.
I knew it was something.
Nothing, Alex? Nothing?
Yeah,
nothing.
Give him something. Everything's not funny. No, he's got... Except to Jonas.
Right.
My favorite one now.
That was fun. That was funny, Chris. Extra butter? No? Okay.
All right. We got Fred Rogan on the line coming up.
Going Rogan.
Brian Finley with the update. Brian.
Hey, yeah, guys. So as Rob was saying, Russell Westbrook, not only was he upset about what happened with the popcorn falling on him, he hurt his ankle limping off the court in the fourth quarter. Yeah, and as he was walking off the court going into the tunnel, a fan dumped a bucket of popcorn on him, and Westbrook became irate, had to be restrained by the team staff. He had 10 points and 11 assists, but it was a Philly beatdown against the Washington Wizards, 120-95, as the Sixers jump out to a 2-0 series lead in their first round matchup. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons each had 22 points. Washington 2-for-19 from beyond the arc, 15-of-26 from the free throw line. Elsewhere, the New York Knicks have taken the lead against the Atlanta Hawks. Reggie Bullock hit a three ball to tie it up at 72, and now it's 74-72 Knicks. Derrick Rose continues to be sensational off the bench, 22 points for him. And finally, Julius Randle is starting to get his offense going. He went without a field goal in the first half. First round NHL playoffs, a pair of game sixes make it three game sixes. The Islanders close out the Penguins after a 5-3 shelling. The Lightning are 1-win away from advancing past the Panthers. Tampa is up 1-0 in the second intermission. Also, the Wild and Golden Knights are in the first period. They have not scored, and Vegas is one game away from advancing. Just a couple notes from baseball. The Cubs are tranquilizing the Pirates 4-1 in the eighth. Chris Bryant, you like that, yeah.
I didn't say I liked it. I was just stunned.
All right. I was just making sure you were listening, Chris. Chris Bryant has driven in two runs. Also, the Red Sox are pile driving the Braves 7-4. A rain delay has hit them in the seventh inning. The Indians and Tigers are scoreless in the eighth. The Rays are up on the Royals 1-0 in the eighth inning. Mike Zunino with an RBI single in the fourth inning. The Padres and Brewers are all square at 1 in the seventh inning. And the Dodgers and Astros are at a run apiece in the fifth inning as LA is set to bat here now in the top of the sixth as we bounce the basketball back to the two-man game. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, thank you, our man. Hey, Mr. Brian Finley. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. And our next guest is an actual institution in the city of Los Angeles, in the sports world. He's the host of Rogan and Rodney, weekdays, AM 570, LA Sports. I'll actually be on the show tomorrow, and it's our pleasure to welcome in Mr. Fred Rogan. Fred, what's up?
You know what, Chris? I think that was highly unnecessary to say I need to be institutionalized.
Well, you need to be, Fred.
No,
because
Rob, needs to be institutionalized.
No, but Fred does because, Chris, he's worked at KNBC Los Angeles for 40 years.
Yeah,
you hear me? Come on,
Rob's
Fred. You know local
jobs
TV.
In 40 years.
That's right.
You've had that one, and that, you know.
Yeah, I worked there 40 years because nobody else would hire me. I needed to make a living.
Yeah, okay. KNBC ain't a bad place to make a living.
It is great to have you on, Fred. Let's get to the L.A. basketball teams. And I just want to ask you this. Are the L.A. Clippers cursed? I mean, really, this franchise, it just doesn't seem like, no matter who they have,
and Chris,
it doesn't seem to go
Chris
well.
Chris is right, because they did everything right. They won the free agent battle. They got a billion-dollar owner. They got everything. They got Jerry West there. What's going on, Fred?
You know, I think they're victimized, number one, by being in this market. When Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers, I suggested they change the name immediately, rebrand the franchise. For whatever reason, they chose not to do that. I think they're in really a very tough spot here. Second fiddle, second dog, always have been, against the legacy brand. And the only way you can even counteract that in a small way is to win one and then win more. So they went out and they got two guys, and they got two superstars. They thought, here we go, and it's not enough. And I was saying today on our show, Rob and Chris, if they get knocked out of the first round, even if they don't reach the Western Conference Finals, if the Lakers have a better playoff run than they do, they're in trouble. Because nationally, people know who the Clippers are if they follow the NBA. It's kind of bizarre to have more of a national following than one in your own local market.
Right.
Because that's where you make your money.
Yep.
And they don't have that following here. They are an afterthought here. The only way they can turn it around in a market like L.A. and become relevant is win. There's not much more you can do. They've got a real problem. And if they get eliminated and the Lakers advance past them again, it's going to be worse. Last year, the Lakers winning in a year where the Clippers were favored, I think knocked the Clippers back 5 years in the market's perception.
You know, Fred, earlier in the show, Chris and I, we threw it out to the listeners. Is it Luka or Lou, as in Tyronn Lue? Because it's not just Luka. We know he's a great player, but the rest of the team, I mean, they're shooting. They shot almost 60% from the field. That's not the right defensive scheme. That's not enough effort defensively. I mean, what do you point to? Is it Luka or is it what Tyronn Lue has done defensively or not corrected because they can't stop them?
All right. Well, and Chris, I'll ask this to you pointedly because the NBA is your beat. Last year when the Clippers were eliminated in the playoffs, who was the finger pointed at? Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers,
Doc
right.
couldn't make the defensive adjustments. Doc couldn't motivate the guys. Doc didn't react quickly enough. Doc didn't run the right rotations. Okay, now Ty Lue's the coach. And Rob, you asked the question, whose fault is it, Luka or Lue? Again, the finger could be pointed at the coach. What does that tell you? Maybe it tells you the players aren't doing their job.
Right.
Maybe that's
Agreed.
What it tells you.
No, I agree with that. I think mainly it's on
that's
them, and
fair.
I've said it. Patrick Beverley, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, they're living off their past reputation as great defensive players. Because right now they're not great defensive players. But their perception is still what it was 5 years ago. But that's not the case now. Let's move to the Lakers. Were you impressed last night? Have you been impressed? I can't say game one. They lost. But were you impressed with them last night? Or do you feel like, you know what, they're fortunate that Chris Paul's banged up and not even close to 100%?
6 and 1/2 dozen of the other. Was I impressed with what they did last night? Yes, because they imposed their will. They asserted themselves. They played big. They got physical. Andre Drummond played his best game as a Laker. That's what it's going to take. Does it help that Chris Paul is dinged up? Yeah, it does. But I think even a healthy Chris Paul, the Lakers would win the series if they played like they did last night. You know, they've had problems last year in the bubble in game ones of series. It was kind of that feel-out game. Let me see what you're about. Then we'll flip the switch. I don't know if they're going to have that luxury every series this go-round because it's a different kind of year. But I was impressed. I thought they did what they had to do. And Anthony Davis, the key there is you got to show up every night. You can't show up and have a bad game and then I'm gonna just bang everybody for the next two. No, you got to do your job every night. If he does his job every night and LeBron stays as healthy as he can, and you guys saw the game, so the one thing I took away from LeBron's play, get a lot of shots from the outside. That's really not his game. And you might be saying, well, he's transitioning now. He's a little older. What I'm saying is he can't get inside. What I'm saying is maybe it's the ankle. Maybe it's his age. But his game is going to the hole, and he didn't go to the hole. That's how he plays best. That's, I think, something everybody should keep an eye on as the playoffs progress with the Lakers. Can he get to the basket? Because if they're going to live and die on him shooting threes, ultimately they're going to die.
Fred, that's a great point. No doubt about it. That really is.
Fred, in a minute, if you can sum this up, how much can LeBron become a part of L.A.? I mean, obviously you think of the Lakers, you think of Magic, Kareem, Kobe, Shaq, yes, but you know,
really
Shaq was in a lot of
through.
Other places.
He's passing through. I can't see him really.
Can he become one of those obviously he's all-time Lakers as far as his ability, but you know what I mean? Like, can he be viewed as one of those all-time great Lakers, or is it just too late for that?
Good question. I think maybe a bit on the late side. The way he can be viewed as that is he's got to win a couple more.
Keep winning.
That's what it'll take. He's a great player. He's not a great Laker yet. He won a title for him at a time where they had been struggling, but you got to win more than one to be a great Laker. He's a great player.
Yeah, too many people in this town have won multiple championships and done a lot of stuff for LeBron to be able to eclipse that in 1 year or one championship. That won't be enough.
All right, Fred, we appreciate
you, my man.
Fred, great stuff.
Always good talking to you guys.
All right, I'll talk to you,
Fred,
tomorrow.
Hold on one second, Fred.
No, Rob, don't do it.
NB, see you later.
Goodbye, Rob.
I can't help it. All right,
Fred, all right, keep it locked as we wrap up a Worship Wednesday with the iCouple, Fox Sports
Look
Radio.
At the Knicks, wow.
And Rob Parker, you just ugly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all.
Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday as we come to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
Rob, let's give the New York Knicks some credit.
Came
I said Knicks
back.
In seven. This looks like it's going to be a long, drawn-out series, which is good, right?
Down, what were they down, 13 at the half or something, Chris? They were
yes.
down.
Yes. Yeah, it was about 13. Now they're up 10, 88-78. Still a long way to go, about 8 minutes left in the game. So the Hawks could rally. But Trae Young's been kept in check after 20 points in the first half. He's only got 26 now total.
Wow.
So good job
down
on
him. Yep.
Yes. Julius Randle still, Rob. Now, I mean, he didn't score in the first half. Now he's got 13 points. So he's playing a little bit better. But he still is not playing like the star. But, hey, D-Rose is turning back the clock. He's got 24 to lead the Knicks. Let's end it with the Lakers, Rob. What do you think? I mean, you got the Suns in this series,
right,
as you know, even though they're the two seed. That's you're going out. You know, most people don't think the Suns are going to win this. You're kind of out there on a limb, so to speak, picking the Suns. Where are you at after what you saw last night?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would be hard. You know, when you have players who have the experience and have won the know-how, and you got young players who played well in game one, there's a chance that they're not going to win game two. So I wasn't totally surprised. I didn't think they were going to win in five games or anything like that. You know what
right.
I mean? So the Lakers kind of did anything. I was impressed that they did. They fell behind, Chris, and came back. And what they tied a score at 85 or
they
something?
They were up remember? By a point with 5.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, so they weren't going to run out of the gym like they can't compete. And I think that's what they have to take away from it is like we're in this, and it ain't impossible. We're not overwhelmed or overmatched. We belong here, and I think even in defeat, Chris, that's what they showed.
Yeah, I agree. I picked the Lakers. I picked the Lakers in five. And I think, you know, there's a good chance they can still win this thing in five, six at the most. I'd be a bit surprised if it went seven. And I'd be absolutely stunned if the Suns beat them. Obviously now, even more so with Chris Paul banged up. He's probable, I think was what they said, probable for the next game. But I do feel this way, Rob. The Lakers obviously now have home court advantage. They won that game too to kind of, you know, put the young upstarts in their place. But they didn't demoralize the Suns. Like, there comes a time, Rob, in many series where both teams know it's over, right? And it might
like
be
was,
early.
Like, you were saying that, like, with Brooklyn. Like you,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
right.
Boston.
Everybody knows that. They all
know like, we can't win this series, okay? So,
right.
Do we want to prolong it, Chris? You know what I mean? Do we?
It's 1-2-3 Cancun, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, and Philly. Well, look, the Wizards with Russell Westbrook, his heart. I doubt he ever feels that they're out of it. But we all know.
But they now look like the team that shouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Right, right.
And am I right or wrong?
Well, they look like the eighth seed. They look like the eighth seed in the East, right? And they're getting pummeled by the number one seed, put in their place. But a lot of times, Rob, you've seen it over the years, there comes a point, whether it's game two, game three, game four, sometimes even game one, where a team just knows we don't belong with them and we're going to get beat. Phoenix is not there. Devin Booker, and obviously I think the best player in the series is LeBron James, but Devin Booker can feel right now, rightly, like I'm the best player in this series. Or not the best player, but I've been the best player in these two games. And he was only 7-for-17 yesterday, so it wasn't like he lit it up. But he still had his moments.
Right.
Right? No, I mean, they couldn't stop him. And DeAndre Ayton, Rob, is a future all-star. He looks good. I mean, he almost looks like the prototypical type big man you want in this type of league now.
Right.
Because he can,
and
you know,
he didn't get to play last year, so, right, didn't he miss the last 25 games or something?
Well, he was suspended for a 25-game stretch early in the season. When they actually began playing well was when he came back from
there. Oh, okay.
And they were over 500.
Yeah. I know he was out
and
for
then,
a while.
Remember, they didn't make the playoffs, so. But, yeah, so, I still think the Lakers are winning this thing, but Phoenix, they haven't scared Phoenix yet or made Phoenix feel like they don't belong. They're still alive. And as long as that's the case, the Lakers are going to have their hands full. So I think it's a good series. It's great for Phoenix, their experience. But Fred made an interesting point about LeBron.
I thought that was interesting.
He's been a great floor general. And fortunately for him and the Lakers, his shot has fallen. But I do feel like I don't know if he can't get to the rim, but I think he's questioning when he gets there, can he finish in traffic? I still think that's an issue. And so I think as his athleticism returns, presumably, during these playoffs, that he and the Lakers will be fine. But right now, he's not overwhelming anybody with his athleticism. He's doing it with his brain and his skills. And so that is good for the Phoenix Suns as well. All right,
no
it's the iCouple. Chris and Rob signing up off on a Worship Wednesday. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download, subscribe, 5 stars and a comment, and keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.